would love to call you back just as soon as I can.
The mailbox is...
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and there's lots of things, but I'll just, the one item, the interaction with Jim Cross. I did mention yesterday that, there was the tone from him was less than gracious. I responded to him with the 1 Corinthians 13. And then last night, he emailed and asked me to send him a copy of the letter that, you know, because on July 12th, 2012, he showed up at the house. My wife and kids were gone. And came in, handed me a letter without basically saying anything, if I recall. And the letter was the statement of, your wife is abandoning you, basically, with his help. And my wife did return sometime, you know, not too long afterwards. There was difficult. It was a hard day. Because after that, she came back. I sent an email to David Tulis because I was actually engaged with him at the time. While they were there, my wife and Jim Cross, I walked out of the house and did not return for over 24 hours. I just started walking. And of course, the following day, I attempted suicide, but that didn't work, clearly. I sent him the link to the letter, because it's online. And I did preface it with, you know, I tried to, please allow me to demonstrate another example of full and open communications. And I did also say, oh, yes, and I want to see George. And I did also comment, you might find it interesting that I did get three positive comments on the email from yesterday. This is where I went into some depth, the one he said that he did not read or read fully. The thing that I was very conscious of, because one of the habits I've made is that I try to, when I write an email, maintain some of the formality that used to be more common, especially with a written letter, because a written letter was a lot more effort, or typewritten. So, you know, you have the opening salutation, you know, the greeting, and a closing salutation, and so forth. It is my habit to try to have an opening, address the person by name. And my close is, you know, I have the pre-canned signature in my email, but I add the word respectfully, and I type it every time. Reason being, it's become just a personal discipline as a reminder. I'm dealing with a person. And, you know, again, the clear command about being respectful, which is where we get phobia, literally. I take it seriously, and typing respectfully is a reminder to me. Just a discipline. But the thing that stood out to me was when he sent me the request, he did say, would you be kind enough to email me a copy of the letter? But there was no greeting and no close, just one sentence. And I did my normal reply. And he did respond with, thank you, and one sentence, and then Jim. So what I saw was a little bit more of that completeness in his email, which I found encouraging. Because of another dialogue with another person completely unrelated, also having difficulties in a relationship, I've had face-to-face and email dialogues with this person, and I won't identify them or go into any details. But I did try to encourage them about the relationship. And the fundamental aspect is we have a duty to show respect and love. And it doesn't matter if that comes back to you. You don't seek revenge. You don't try to be, you know, even things out. You show grace. You know, bless those who persecute you. So I tried to do that with Jim Cross, you know, so I tell it to somebody else and I have to make sure I live it myself. And I've been striving to do that. And it's hard. But it's a requirement. I can do nothing less. So, but then there's the next step. And this is the thing that I engaged my friend Chris on today. It's something I've been thinking about for a long time, especially in the shofar leaks question, you know, because, again, protecting the whistleblower, freeing the sex slave, facilitating reconciliation. The objective, I can do the technology to help open the door of communications, private, anonymous, initially, and the anonymity question is may or may not be a must, but there's a whole bunch of factors there. But there's another aspect to it, which is not technology-based, but it's the heart-based. I need to find ways to encourage others and live it myself, where what I need to do is lower the barrier to the other person for reconciliation. If they have some kind of barrier, well, you're a bad person or whatever, or I don't want to engage with you because of my pride or whatever it is, wherever I can, irrespective if there's a cost to me, I need to lower the barrier for them. This is a important thing. You know, the technology may open the door of communications, but that lowering the barrier is something you have to do indeed. Facilitating that to whatever degree, reminding people that they need to do it, yeah, I think that's important. But then living it out is something the individual has to do, including me. So I'm striving to figure out how can I lower any barriers, barriers put up by pride, barriers put up by whatever circumstances that Jim Cross has in dealing with me. You know, again, he used what as I described, I think yesterday, projection. He's accusing me of doing things he's doing. And then there's the, I set out my case and I dared use scripture. I don't think there was any reference to that in any of the stuff he's done. If I'm correct, maybe not wrong, but I don't recall anything. But obviously when I make a reference, it's not just a hint. Often I, you know, either reference a verse or even quote it. So I'm striving to figure out how to do that. So because of this email from him, again, I waited a little bit longer, and this afternoon this was late morning, he gave me the thank you. I've waited to send the postcard to George, wanting to see what may happen. So that may be tomorrow, that may be next week, I'm not sure. But tomorrow is Eric Lee's birthday, so I'll have to do my singing for her. I'm striving to do this well. I'm striving to be obedient to Christ. Obedience to Christ is seen in love. I may stumble, but that is my goal. Reconciliation with Jim Cross would be fantastic. Reconciliation with George would be absolutely fantastic. Reconciliation with my wife is the goal. I love that lady. My lady, my wife, I love you, and I ask for you back.